Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, we are looking at mainly sunny conditions and we'll have a high around the mid-80s. Temperature-wise, at this hour, it's 72 in Kenosha, 75 in Burlington, 74 in Milwaukee, 72 degrees in Racine. The Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole giving tentative support to a scenario for a special election for mayor October the 17th, a primary September the 19th, 20 days to circulate nominating papers August 3rd through the 22nd, but it won't formally take a vote to hold the election until August the 2nd. The date of October 17th was one of a dozen calendar scenarios presented by City Attorney Scott Letney. He pointed out that November 7th, which is a normal first Tuesday fall election date except for this year, is not available by statute.
What I consider a very odd quirk in the statutes, unless you knew for sure there were only going to be two candidates and therefore no primary. But if there's going to be three candidates or more and there has to be a primary, it just doesn't work for the calendar and by state statute to hold it November 7th.
Meanwhile, he also explained that even waiting until next spring in the normal election cycle would require the council to make a declaration for a special election date. The vote to recommend October the 17th was 9-1. Alderman Ray DeHaan was the only dissenter, while Alderman Sandy Widener abstained. Her name has been mentioned as a potential candidate. The Racine Council voting 8-4 last night to support the financing model presented by city staff and consultants for the proposed Lakefront Event Center. Voting against the Committee of the Whole recommendation, Alderman Widener, Jones, Matana, and Lemke. Final vote on the project proceeding or not won't be coming yet for several months. The arena proposal was one of the citizens' comments issues at last night's council meeting. Fabi Maldonado said that a lot of people in Racine not aware of the event center talk, which he said ought to really be secondary to jobs and also better neighborhoods.
32 cents of every dollar goes to debt here in the city of Racine. When you vote for this arena, keep in mind the future generations that are going to have to deal with this debt. Also, I want to bring up the fact that the RDA has wasted over $15 million on multiple failed projects here. They are the last group of people who should have any proposals on development projects here.
Jake Lovedahl with the 4th Fest Board asking about the use of vacant Marquette and Water Streets building for needed space to create floats with an agreement to vacate once there's project development that's ready to start there. The council in Racine, referring to its public works proposal, one bulky waste committee pickup, a bulky waste pickup, that is. The program for that is going to get some more discussion in a committee of the whole talk with a green waste disposal. That possibility for green waste pickup starting next year will be a joint discussion topic at a future committee of the whole session. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen said right now bulky waste collection is going to stop with or without a plan in place on September 18th. That is when the cart collection system begins for solid waste.
At that point in time, we are going to stop picking up bulky waste that can't fit into a cart on the 18th of September. We would like to have a system in place at that time, and the sooner that we can, that decision can be made, the more time we will have to inform your constituents, our customers.
Alderman Jim Morgenroth, the only vote against sending the bulky waste proposal to the Committee of the Whole for that combined talk about green waste pickup. A motorcycle caught fire and was destroyed behind a home at 1218 North Memorial Drive in Racine, while a house and a neighboring home also damaged by the heat. Nobody was hurt, however. And roughly an hour later, fire crews sent to the 3200 block of Spruce Street a garage fire, resulting in extensive damage, including a vehicle inside. Back of a neighboring home was also damaged, according to reports. And a suspect in the murder of a Racine man in early May is now in custody. The victim, Harry Kennedy, found shot while in the 600 block of North Memorial Drive on May the 5th, died later in the day at the hospital. A news release indicates that during the course of the investigation, 25-year-old Dominique Knight was developed as a suspect. Knight, according to online court records, facing charges of first-degree intentional homicide and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Flooding along the Fox River in Kenosha County on the minds of a lot of supervisors at last night's county board meeting. Dennis Elverman warning that the flooding may actually affect the budget projects that were scheduled for this year.
Are going to change certain things that we can do, can't do. Our people have been great. Highway department people, sheriff's department people, the overtime and things that they've put in. But projects have been put back you know, for the priorities, what we've had to do.
Muala Multi-Agency Response Center going to be opening up today at noon at the Riverview School in Salem, a similar one-stop shop opening up in Burlington yesterday. Kenosha County Board approved a resolution that recommends the county executive present a budget for next year that has an increase of no more than 2.75% in the levy. Supervisors rejected a call for a zero increase in that. It's been done, that is, for the past 10 years, the county board adopting such an advisory levy increase. Supervisor Ron Frederick said if his colleagues want to reduce the budget, then do it after the executive presents the budget to them.
And it's all futile because the budget's going to come in and we're going to have a chance to do it with our will with it one way or the other. So that's why I'm going to vote no on the 2.75 and I'm going to vote no on the 0.0. Because I don't think it's necessary. Let the executive come in with his budget and let us do what we have to do. Then that'll make it, maybe it'll make us go to work. Because when's the last time you remember that we took anything out of the budget?
The advisory resolution adopted on a vote of 12-6. County Executive Jim Cruiser has routinely presented budgets to the board with levy increases below the limit recommended by the supervisors. Racine's Common Council and Committee of the Whole unanimously supports a pay structure for city employees based on tenure versus merit, also amending the recommendation to incorporate the plan's scaled increases into the city budget process each year versus an automatic CPI boost. The recommendation from consultant Carlson Detman would cost the city about $116,000 this fall, $1.64 million for 2018, and it would get to $5.1 million by the year 2023. City Attorney Scott Letney, who oversees HR matters, calls it a fair plan and that retaining people and attracting new workers is difficult under the current salary structure.
In some very specialized fields, it's been hard to retain employees with certain licensing, with certain other credentials and so on, accreditations. And we have lost a lot of employees. And, you know, a number of department heads sitting out there could tell you where we've lost employees in ways that are very difficult to fill. And frankly, we have some supervisory positions that make less than what somebody would make in a different municipality in a lower position.
At the August 2nd council meeting, if it's approved, unassigned general fund balance over 25% would go toward salary increases. The current balance is close to 30%. The official resignation of John Dickert as Racine's mayor set the wheels in motion to cover a domino effect, if you will, on leadership and a gap for the city. It began with Council President Dennis Weiser becoming the acting mayor. Then last night, they had to replace Weiser as Council President. That ended up being Q.A. Shakur, the alderman of the 8th District. Shakur and Weiser both on the Finance Committee, the latter as the chairman. That leaves Vice Chairman Jim Morgenroth to lead the group and to represent Finance on the Executive Committee, all for the time being. Plans announced Tuesday by a company that currently operates four sites in Racine County to expand operations in the Grandview Business Park along the interstate in Yorkville. The company will retain 165 existing jobs and create 22 new ones. It's MERS North America, headquartered in North Carolina. Plans are to consolidate three leased facilities into one location on Grandview Parkway. Company owns its facility in Franksville. That will continue to operate. And one of the downtown Racine business owners a little concerned about vehicles that appear to be speeding along Main Street, the danger it presented. Study was done. Apparently, that's not the case.
These times, particularly during First Fridays or when we're having a lot of pedestrian traffic down there, usually it's late morning until, you know, the middle of the evening, 9 o'clock or so. And I think what we found out is that most of the vehicles that are traveling through there are traveling in this overall 10 mile per hour pace, which is between 21 and 30 miles per hour.
City engineer John Rooney telling the Traffic Commission there may be a perceived problem, but the data disputes it, especially with First Friday gatherings when the average speeds are even lower than normal. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. Also throughout the day, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.